You're listening to Straight Shooters, a straightforward golf podcast that'll straighten out your game. And here are your hosts, Keith Bennett and Henry Stettina.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Straight Shooters podcast. This is the start of season four. We are coming back to you. Highly anticipated return of the podcast. We've had a lot of people reaching out asking us, when are you and Henry going to get back together to record some more episodes? So that's starting now, and hopefully we can, you know, get on a good schedule to keep these episodes coming out more regularly going forward. I think, you know, the topic of today's podcast about process goals, how to practice incremental gains, and a program that Henry's got rolling out here that we'll talk about shortly. I think it ties in kind of nicely too, just to, you know, if we're being transparent and open with everybody listening, just how to get these episodes and come together for regular recording sessions. I think, you know, it's fun to almost be, you know, a work in progress with figuring out how to record episodes more regularly with a busy schedule. And it's like, okay, well, we're going to talk about how to practice and how to get the most out of your practice golf wise with a busy schedule. And it ties in really nicely with almost like, how do you get sit down to record these podcast episodes with kids and a family and job. And you know, it's kind of like, we're going through it in recording these episodes, just the way we're going to talk to you about, getting better at your own golf practice. So that's what we're going to chat about today. But Henry, how are we doing, my man? It's been a little while, and I know we're excited to get this thing back going. And yeah, talk to us a little bit about just kind of what you've been up to.
Yeah, man, it's been a little while. It's been almost a year that we've recorded one of these episodes. And like you said, I've had some folks reach out, some friends and family and followers of the podcast, reaching out, asking kind of when we were going to get back up and running. And you and I had talked about it for quite some time. And I think back at the PGA show in Orlando, we had a fantastic time together. And, you know, it kind of re-energized our mindsets on what could be possible through this podcast and reaching some of the folks and really just learning from one another. I've always found it very valuable for me personally. And so I'm looking forward to getting back into it. I know we have a whole bunch of people that we can reach out to and get for guests and interview them and learn from them as well. So I think it's going to be a fantastic year. Like you said, it's all about this incremental process, this incremental progress. I have a few things going on, you know, and over the past few months, I've really been able to sit down and kind of reflect on some of the things that have happened over the past few years. And for me personally, it's always been so much more enjoyable when I focus on that 1% improvement day in and day out. I really hone in on the process and I celebrate my progress, not my perfection. And I'm looking to be able to continue that journey. And I think that's exactly how we're going to want to take this podcast, is really chiseling out the time per week to get these episodes done and be able to share our content with our followers.
Yeah, for sure. You know, just to give people listening like some background context, you know, like Henry and I will text each other all the time about like times that will work to record these episodes. And it's like, you just go down the list of the week and it's like, well, I'm available this time, but Henry's not because of, you know, such and such. He's available this time, but I'm not for such and such. And it's kind of like showing up to practice or showing up to do anything. It's like, we're all so busy. We all have so many things, so many obligations, so many responsibilities, especially if you have a family, that, you know, it can feel daunting to do these things that you want to do. And, you know, when we're talking about it as it relates to golf, you do have times. They're not always the most convenient, but you do have times. And if it's worth enough to you, you'll find a way to get it done. And that's kind of how we both feel about this podcast. It's like, you know, we have so many other things happening, but it's worth it enough to the two of us to show up for 30 minutes chat, because we get better talking to each other every week. And, you know, we get such good feedback about other people getting better by listening to the episode. So it's worth it for us to make the effort So, you know, when you think about golf practice, it's, you know, it's obviously you have to feel that it's worth your time. You're getting enough value out of it. But I think also what can be discouraging is like, if you and I were thinking about how many, you know, listens or download each podcast get, and that's our metric for whether or not we should show up, we probably wouldn't keep showing up because, you know, we're not a massive podcast yet. Not that that's our goal, but it's like showing up to practice golf and going, well, you know, my handicap hasn't dropped 4 points. So like, I just can't keep carving out these 30 minutes to go practice. But it's like, you have to find other means for your success. Like what do you find to be valuable in those 30 minutes? And it's gotta be a process mindset. It's gotta be an enjoyment mindset versus, you know, what am I going to get out of it at the end of it? Or like, what's the result? Because you're not going to see those results instantaneously. But if you can set a little metric for success for those 30 minutes, you can have a structured plan. You can, you know, find value in those incremental gains. Then you can leave each range session feeling like you had a great session. I think that ties in nicely with like our mentality with recording, plus our own journey in getting better in golf because we're busy, but then like relating that to other people who want to get better, who, you know, don't even know how to practice.
Yeah, I like the thing that you've been posting on social media a little bit lately is the daily deposits.
Yeah.
You came up with a jar, put some duct tape on it and wrote daily deposits, and you put in a few coins. And you can kind of hear the coins jingle. And then you kind of have an embedded photo of some kind of a practice that you're doing. And I really like that mentality because that really is the mentality that we need. We need to be able to make these daily deposits into ourselves. We need to invest into ourselves. Somebody who's prioritizing retirement or savings or investing, they really rely on compound interest.
Yep.
We put in a little bit each paycheck, and over 25 or 30 or 35 years, that amount of money really becomes significant. It's not necessarily significant day in and day out, but at the end of those years, it becomes significant, and it can allow us to live out the rest of our days comfortably. And the same thing is true for practice or exercise or striving to reach any goal. It's that daily deposit that we invest in ourselves that allows us to benefit from that compound interest over a significant period of time. I think we shouldn't even look for any type of results for at least 6 to 9 months. And when we do, we're able to look back on this larger body of work that, if done correctly, will lead to significant gains. So I really love what you've been doing with that. I think it's a perfect illustration of the mindset that we're talking about.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that was more, you know, that was just as much for me as it was for other people, you know, viewing it on my social channel, where it's like, I just, for some reason, I recalled the, you know, the change jar that we all had. Now I know a lot of people, we live not in a cashless society, but we're a lot more on credit cards and, you know, cards these days, but the change jar of just like, you know, emptying out your pockets at maybe the end of the day and putting that change in the jar and then looking back at the end of the year and you've got a decent sum of money that maybe you buy some cool thing with, or, you know, it helps you pay for a trip or something. And I always thought that was really cool, where you don't really even think about it. And at the end of the day, you maybe have $100 or a couple $100 or something if you've got a bigger jar. And I just, I fall into the trap and the habit of, you know, wanting results and wanting outcomes quickly so I can see if my work has been worth it. And I use that to determine whether or not I should keep doing it or not. And then you really realize that, you know, that's just such a sort of fixed mindset way of approaching things, where we have so little control of the outcome in a lot of these things in our lives. We have control of our attitude. We have control of just our ability to keep showing up. We have control over a lot of these things, but we don't necessarily have control over the outcome. And I think you and I have talked about at length a lot of times where, you know, we'll get these things or we'll get these Golf Digest awards or these acknowledgments. And then we're already thinking about, well, okay, now I got to do it again because I can't just do it once, you know, or I can't fall down the list, right? You're number one in New Mexico. Like there's pressure to like stay number one. You know, if you came out and were number three, you have no control over that, right? You can't write anybody. We don't even know how these awards really, you know, happen. No one reaches out to us really, but that would be like, you know, that would be tough on the ego. But it's like, well, how did I get to number one? I just kept doing what I thought was best, kept following my instinct, kept following, you know, doing these process goals. And lo and behold, someone determined that I was, you know, the best teacher in New Mexico, but you don't have any control over that. So all these things like showing up to practice or daily deposits were like, well, I want to be a scratch golfer, or I want to win this tournament, or I want to get to a single digit. Well, there's a lot of things out of your control in that, life events, things that prevent you from practicing, bigger responsibilities. But if you can carve out some time to keep showing up, that's all you can do. And it's such an interesting way of reframing it. And it takes some discipline to think about it that way, but there's so much more joy in that process. And I think, you know, what you've got going on recently with this Swing 60 challenge is such an interesting one that I was thinking about for myself. I was like, could I show up for 60 days straight to practice for 1 hour? It's like, of course I have the time to do that, but there's a lot of discipline in that. And you've done 75 hard, which is, you know, almost the exact same. I'm sure that's pretty much where this challenge was born from. So maybe you can speak a little bit about like this Swing 60 challenge you've got going on and like what sort of, I know it's a lot for you as it is for everybody else, but like, what's the purpose of that? And what do you expect to like, kind of, what do you expect to be difficult about that? And what do you expect to be rewarding about that?
Yeah. You've said so many things that, you know, I really have been able to resonate with. You mentioned fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. There's a great book called Mindset by Carol Dweck that I really started to recognize the difference between the two. And I would say that maybe a good portion of my life was in more of a fixed mindset. I thought that, you know, things were the way they were. And I had a, you know, we live in a society of instant gratification. We want everything now, now, now. And I could totally relate to that. And we've had these conversations in terms of golf of, you know, this big event is going to transform my life, right? This US Open qualifier is going to lead to a sectional, which is going to lead to the US Open, which is going to lead to, you know, winning it on the first attempt. It's going to be life-changing. But in reality, that's not the way any of this works. It's such a, you know, these overnight successes aren't overnight successes. They're years and years and years of effort that finally paid off. And a little over 4 years ago, back in November, as you know, I ended up getting sober. And so at that moment, my whole life changed. I started to think quite differently and started learning tools that were going to, you know, kind of surrender to the outcomes, surrender to things that are outside of my control, and really focus on the process and live one day at a time. And literally almost to the day 4 years ago, we went into this pandemic where we went home to work. And shortly thereafter, I learned about 75 hard and took that on as a challenge. I don't even recall exactly why, but that just seemed to be the next right thing. And it's a mental discipline challenge where you do a handful of tasks every day for 75 days. Some of it is fitness related and health related. But it's not a fitness challenge. It's a mental discipline challenge. You have to do these things every day. If you miss one of them, you have to start all over. And for me, it was a little bit easier because I didn't have to coordinate my work-life balance because I was working from home. And so It was really a great thing. I saw incredible results, but the results came as the result of working the program day in and day out. And also during that time, I realized how resentful I was towards the game of golf. And I think a lot of it stemmed from seeking results, attaching my self-image to my golf scores, basically feeling good or bad about myself based on how I performed on the golf course. And I wanted to create a program that kind of paralleled 75 hard that allowed me to regain the joy for the game and regain the love of practice and seeking improvement. And so through it came this Swing 60, which I've done on a few occasions with a couple dozen students in person. And as of today, today's actually day one of Swing 60 with an online cohort. I built it out into a 60-day challenge via the internet. And last week was kind of our onboarding week. Participants had to read my ebook. They had to submit some goals and submit some swing videos. And then we had our first coaching call yesterday evening, and today's going to be day one. And so I'm going to need to chisel out an hour of my day to dedicate to practice. And that doesn't necessarily mean going to the golf course. It could mean working on my grip at home. It could mean working on my setup on the tile floor. It could mean putting to a plastic cup on the carpet, right? It has to do with working on my golf game for an hour. And then there's some other tasks, visualizing the golf swing, right? Developing a better concept, writing in a journal, reading 10 pages of a mental golf book. And so I'm starting to chisel out this time. And I think you touched on it, was it all comes down to prioritizing. We make time for what we prioritize. And so if we're wanting to do something, but we're not doing it, you know, days and weeks go by without practicing or working out or eating right, it's just not enough of a priority. And we need to prioritize that over whatever else it is that we're doing. And so throughout this journey, I'm hopeful that our participants find the mental discipline to enjoy the process, enjoy that daily commitment, and make those daily deposits into themselves and their golf games with the purpose of finding joy in the journey.
Yeah, that is, you said so many awesome things there. One thing that you've mentioned a couple times that I think really hits home with me recently is this idea of mental discipline. And that's the point of all of these things. And it just has been hitting home for me more and more recently. Like, I've been getting back into a habit of working out. And so often I would work out for a couple months and then fall off. And I was so results driven, right? I wanted to see muscles start to show up. I wanted to see mass start to come onto the scale. I wanted to see all these things. And when they don't happen right away, it was so easy for me to say, well, fuck, getting up at 5 a.m. sucks. I don't want to keep doing this, right? I was hoping I'd be bigger by now, or I'd have these. And I never attached the purpose of it to the mental practice of showing up and the mental practice of getting out of bed right when the alarm clock went off. The mental I never associated with. And now that I associate these things with the mental discipline of actually keeping promises to myself, right? I heard these things about, you know, if I have a doctor's appointment, I'll be there 10 minutes early. If I have a coach, you know, if I have these appointments, I'll show up. If I have a job, I'll show up 5 minutes early. Like, when was the last time I was 5 minutes early for a workout? You know, and like stretched before you started to lift? Like, never. You're there right on time. You're 5 minutes late. It's like, that's not acceptable in anything else. Like, keeping promises and to yourself is like the ultimate sign of self-respect. And I never attached any of these things to that. and therefore I would fall off. And now that I'm attaching those things, you know, like showing up for myself versus showing up for somebody else, I'm doing it. So like, it's not even about the result anymore. It's like the mental discipline of showing up, and I never attached it to that. And so when you're saying it's about the mental discipline, that's what it's really all about. Like getting in the cold plunge when you don't want to, like not even thinking about it, just doing it. And all these things, it's like, now I had to tell myself, hey, when the alarm goes off at 5, my feet hit the ground, right? Meaning put my bare feet on the floor next to my bed. And now it's just, I don't even think about it. The covers come off, and I'm like, but for a while I had to like pep talk myself, you know, like how crazy is that just to get out of bed? But it's all these, you know, it's all these things that add up, and it's like, holy crap, they just become habits. I don't even think it's just automatic. And you hear people talk about it and you're like, yeah, it's automatic, whatever. But it does, it's crazy when you actually go through it. But my point being, I had to reframe it to like not be about getting bigger in the gym or lifting more or looking better in a, you know, any of these things. It's crazy how they just become the byproducts of the mental practice of showing up. And I think that's what the biggest challenge of a 75 hard or a swing 60 is. It's like the discipline. Of course, everybody's got a freaking hour, like everybody, right? But will you show up for yourself like you would show up for somebody else that you care about? You know, it's like we care about what everybody thinks about us so much, but like we're not willing to show up for ourselves ever. It's really interesting. And so I think that the mental discipline part of any of this is just so much more what it's about than the results at the end of the day. Because we really can't control any of that, right? Like we might get sick and not be able to work out for a month. We can't control that. We might be, you know, things might happen in our lives that take more priority. We can't control that. But, you know, if you can just show up, the mental discipline part of it is really what it's about at the end of the day. So I'm excited to hear about what your cohort has to say about hopefully that being the most valuable part of going through the program. And I think the cool thing about the 75 hard or the swing 60 is like, if you miss a day, no one's going to know, right? You'll know, right? You can fake it, you know, but you'll know. And I think if you know, and you're actually willing to start over, then it's like, dude, you got what this program's about, you know? So that, I think that's cool.
Sounds like you'll be joining us. Today's day one. You know, you touched on something that really clicked. You know, I've been doing this now for about 4 years, the working out thing. And there was a time when every time I had to remind myself that motivation comes and goes, mm-hmm. but discipline stays.
Yep.
Right. I have to rely on discipline, not yep. motivation.
Yep.
And even to this day, I work out, I wake up at 4:30, and the goal is to be in the gym at 5. Yep. At my house. And it's tough waking up every single day. Right. It is so comfortable to just sit in bed.
Yep.
And I don't want to get up. But I do. I get up and I go dedicate that time, 1 hour, to myself. And I can guarantee without a doubt that on those days, I have far more productivity and feel so much better about myself having already accomplished something before even getting in the shower.
Yep.
It is literally transforming my life by just getting up early and dedicating that time to myself.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it just sets you up, because it's literally like, just, I think just getting out of bed when the alarm goes off is the greatest win of the day, now that I'm realizing it, you know? And it's like, it just sets you up to go, I'm going to do what I said I was going to do today. And it starts right away in the morning. And it's just a mindset that carries on throughout the rest of the day. And, you know, as this relates back to golf practice, it's not about the handicap that you're getting after, that you want to get. Because I had this revelation the other day. It was like, you know, we can't control. Even if you lower your handicap, you're just going to want a lower handicap. If I get to a five, well, hell, I'm close. I might as well try to get to a scratch. I get to a scratch, heck, I'll start entering some local tournaments and start playing, right? It's like, it never freaking ends. And we think, I hear so many people, oh, if I could just get to single digits, I'll be happy. And in the back of my mind, I go, no, you're not. I know you won't be, right? You know, I'll go along with you and play that game, but like, you're not going to be happy. You're going to want more after that. You know, and it's like, okay, we know that's going to happen. It happens in every facet of our life. If I get some money, I want more money. If I get a house, I want a bigger house. If I get a car, I want a nicer car. It's like, that's our society, and it's hard to get out of that mindset. But it's, if you can, it's not about that. It's about, you know, it really is about who you become showing up for practice. And it's so much bigger than golf. We always talk about that, but like, these things transcend golf to where it's just the mental discipline of showing up and practicing. And I think for anybody out there listening, you know, wanting to A, get better at golf, but B, develop that mental discipline, like this Swing 60 challenge that you've got going on, right? Like, reach out to Henry. I'm sure, you know, just start practicing for an hour a day for a couple of days. He'll onboard you, you know, as long as you start today or whenever you're listening to this, you know, that's what it's all about, just getting started. So, you know, we went a couple different ways with today's talk, but I think that's kind of what makes them the best, is like not knowing exactly where the combo goes, having some framework to it. But I think we touched on a lot of awesome things that will help people kind of reframe why they're practicing. And it's not about the end goal, I think, is what it really comes down to. It's just the joy of getting outdoors, practicing, the joy of hitting a few different shots that maybe you weren't able to hit last month. You know, it's just those small incremental gains.
Yeah, I think this talk was very valuable. You know, I think of it selfishly for myself more than anything, is, you know, listening to some of the things that you said and some of the things that we shared. I'm going to need to chisel out that time, right? During my lunch break today, I'm going to go over to the lab and work on my golf game a little bit. And I think that's going to be a real rewarding experience, because it'll have given me that sense of accomplishment. I set out to do something and I did it. I feel so much better than I wanted to do it, but I didn't really get around to doing it.
Right.
And so that's the goal for today. And if I can accomplish that today, that's all I can control. And tomorrow's a whole new day, and I'll set it out again in the morning.
Yeah.
But all I can control is today. So I think it's been a fantastic chat. I'm really looking forward to the season. I think that you and I have found a time that works for us, and that's all that matters. And now we just need to stay consistent with it and continuing to turn out good information.
Yeah. And, you know, we'd be silly to think there won't be challenges along the way to just sitting down for 30 minutes, you know. But I think each week, each episode, it's almost like, how can we win that little week of figuring out 30 minutes? Of course, we both have 30 minutes to sit down. We might be tired. We might not want to do it, but we're going to do it. And right. Like, I think like we should even get in the habit of, you know, posting like, you know, a little Zoom selfie every time we do it. Like, hey, daily deposits, we got our podcast done, right? Like, hey, this is real, right? We're not getting paid to do this. You know, we're doing it because we value each other's opinions. We value chatting with each other, and we value putting out good information that we think will help people. And it's not about the downloads. It's not about anything, right? It's just like doing it because we prioritize it. And I think it's like its own little mini challenge unto itself, which I think is cool in a way.
Absolutely, Keith. Great job today. We seek progress, not perfection. And I'm looking forward to taking on the day, and I hope you have a fantastic one as well.
Yeah, buddy. All right, we'll chat with you soon.
Take care, man.
Bye.
Do you want to work one-on-one with either Henry or Keith? Well, you're in luck. Both Henry and Keith offer online lessons and monthly coaching subscriptions using the Skillist app. Online coaching allows you to learn at your own pace by digesting smaller chunks of information more frequently. Download Skillist, search for Henry or Keith, and get started today.